Pause. Yes, recording is in progress, and the time for this conversation is now. I wanted to warmly welcome you into this beautiful space where we will remember together a new kind of energy that is very magnetic and inspiring, that draws the right opportunities to us, the right experiences, people, events. And it's the energy that truly has the vibration of the new earth codes, as I often call them. And what are the codes? The pockets of new information, of new perspectives, and new vibrations. Oh, the sounds of life. I don't know if you can hear it, but if it continues, I have headphones ready. And before we go into the topic of soul confidence and why did I feel guided to call it your ultimate inner strength, is because year 2024, this new cycle that we're about to begin, is the year of strength, that we all dig deep and claim the power within us that have not been claimed just yet. We all have levels of power that we are not recognizing, not owning, and not expressing. Okay, one second. Always surround the sandwich with the sounds of life. Okay, we'll use the headphones and see if anybody else has joined us. Has anybody joined us right now? You've missed the good part. You've missed all the good parts. So before we go, my name is Karina. Some of you know me, whether you met me personally or met me on these live videos, webinars, live events, online events. But I wanted to share with you that, this journey of creating my own reality began out of necessity. I had a conversation with a friend last year at the end of the year, and he was asking me my story. And he says, "Was it so brave for you to leave your country and go to a new country?" And I said, "No, it wasn't. It wasn't brave. It was necessary." So necessity is the mother of all invention. When we go through chapters in our life where we must become more brave, right? It's a point of, the pressure and the dissatisfaction of staying the same builds up so deeply that we will be kind of like, it's a necessity to reinvent. It's a necessity to unlock new level of expression, new level of confidence. And so I came to this country with nothing to my name but a big dream and a big necessity to go beyond my circumstances. So I've been on the quest of how do you of learning these tools and mindsets and perspectives of how do you really affect the fabric of your reality. If we truly create our reality, as so many mystical, spiritual teachers tell us, sacred texts and embodied awakened sages, right? And people who really live awakened spirituality, they all have the same message that we affect our reality in a very direct way. So this conversation about confidence as a magnetic, inspiring frequency that creates a ripple, a new ripple in the fabric of your reality. And when we start interacting with the universe as this receiving dish, as a boomerang, whatever we send out comes back to us many, many, many ways. Then we begin to become even more committed, not only managing and mastering our personal vibration, but also interacting with reality in a new way. So the confidence, New Earth confidence codes that I'll share with you are very mystical in nature. They go us beyond, they take us beyond duality. They take us to that place, the most powerful place to be, from my experience and perspective, is to enter a wild stream of devotional non-duality. I first heard that term, David Hawkins, in one of his very little-known books. You know, he wrote Power Versus Force, hugely known. Incredible contribution to humanity, but he also has a lot of not so known books. And one of them is Ego is Not the Real You. And he gives a beautiful breakdown, very objective and very clear and simple to understand what ego is and what it is not. And ego is not our real self, it's a character, right? It's a set of masks and identities and mechanisms, learned programs. So in that book, he describes, you know, there is a journey, there is a leap of consciousness that we can take that's called devotional non-duality. And when we begin to dive into that, then the confidence that we begin to emanate doesn't come from our ego. Confidence that comes from ego is very fragile, right? You know, confidence that comes from ego is, you know, it's a temporary sense of certainty. And the first wind of change or the first wave of criticism or the first wave of somebody say, who do you think you are? Or somebody questions you or somebody, you know, publicly attacks you because it's really easy to publicly attack you behind the keyboard, right? That's the reality of this digitally connected movie that we have. The confidence based on ego is very fragile. The confidence that comes straight from the soul, oh, I'm interested in that. Because then we become an instrument of devotional non-duality. We become the instrument of this oneness that wants to embody itself through us. And when everything is one, nothing is in the way. Let's celebrate 11/11 here on January 11. If you are on the Pacific time zone, this is the moment where our guides say yes. So, what happens when we lack this embodied inner strength, confidence? What happens? What happens, my dear ones, I can only tell you from my experience, when I disconnect from that deep, authentic confidence, I miss moments of destiny. I miss very powerful doors that I pray for an opportunity. Opportunity shows up. I get lost in the movie of the ego, of the character. I begin to overthink it. I begin to avoid the courage and the discomfort of uncertainty, which is true play for the soul. For the ego, it's frightening. For the soul, it's the joy of the play. And I begin to collect these experiences that's called regret. And the opportunity is right in front of me. And I am not walking through it, or I'm approaching it in a very lukewarm way that doesn't inspire, that doesn't magnetize, doesn't attract, doesn't create that ripple in the field. Right. So when you think about this new cycle, the 2024, the new cycle that is in front of all of us, and think about that last year was filled with a lot of introspection, a lot of soul searching, a lot of like hermit energy, a lot of confusion. A lot of people had a real challenge making any decisions. So, you know, a lot of people felt decision fatigue, or maybe were afraid to commit to decide. The 2024 says, Universe says, I am the mirror. Whatever you decide, I'm going to bring it to you. Whatever you decide, I'm going to reflect it to you. This is the year of decision. So how do we build up and connect to a deep soul confidence that we can make powerful decisions and trust that we will have the energy and creativity and strength to follow through with those decisions? Confidence is built every time we make a decision when we follow through. I am noticing this with myself and in everybody around me. It's the self-esteem gets damaged by our own doing, by not following through on the decisions that we create, right? So this is the year that we can learn together to trust our decisions and to go forward for the joy of experimentation. So what are the confidence codes? Okay, this is the moment to take a look at your, to take a look at your comments. Confidence, soul confidence code, number one. Probably my favorite. I'd like to offer you a quote by beautiful spiritual teacher, Muji. Who knows Muji? He's from Jamaica. And he does these satsangs. He is really non-dual teacher. He always says, go beyond the mind, come back to the heart, come back to the self. He says, this is a quote by Muji. If you think you are a doer, you will never be free. If you think you are a doer, you will never be free. And when I first time I read that, it moved my heart so deeply. Because what he's referring to living from the place of consciousness, where we embody this deep witness consciousness and awareness that we are not the director of the show, right? That the only thing that is under our control is our attitude, which is very powerful because our attitude affects the fabric of our personal bubble. Our attitude determines what happens next. Our attitude determines what kind of response we get from the field, right? Our attitude, our vibration, our thoughts, our energy, everything else. There's these beautiful forces of nature playing with us, inviting us to dance. So if I think I am a doer, I will never experience the ultimate freedom. So the soul confidence comes from ongoing surrender and allowing. And surrender is the beautiful energy. Surrender into the dance. Surrender into the unfolding. Surrender the personal movie to a grand play. So the way that I source my confidence every morning is I have a conversation with my boss. You know, who is my boss? Who would like to guess? Who is my boss? Divine Mother. Lindsay knows me really well. That's right. Divine Mother, Sophia, wisdom itself. Her and I have our meeting every morning where I ask, Mother, what do you want to express through this vehicle, through this vessel today? And my job is to fine-tune the instrument, right? So the great spirit, the universe can play the instrument that you and I are. And every morning we have this board meeting. Yeah, and we have this conversation. And to me, surrender is a path of listening. You begin to listen to the voice of the whole. And we live in such crucial times where the individual plans have become more and more irrelevant. We have something grand that is unfolding on this big scale that's called our planet. And when all of us begin to reorient our minds to, I'm going to empty what I think has to happen. I'm going to let go of this obsessive search for soulmate. I'm going to let go of these eight-figure goals, right? All of this will come if it's a part of our direction. But let me ask a deeper question. Let me ask what the universe wants to express through me. And let me taste that delicious freedom, the ecstatic freedom of living as an instrument for the Great Spirit. Isn't that beautiful? Just feel that with me. That what you and I could be a living prayer. And then what happens, my dear ones, what happens is when we have that as a first code of New Earth confidence, I am not a door, I am a conduit, I am an instrument, I am a canvas, right? Then whatever spirit universe wants to express through you and me, every vision that wants to be expressed through us, it's a complete package. The synchronicity, the resources, the strength, the creativity, all comes with the vision, together with the vision. So when we receive that inspiration to create, to bring forth, if we trust our ability to listen to the instructions, to the soul breadcrumbs, we're guided moment by moment by moment by moment, right? Now, I hear the question from the field, Katarina, what happens when you don't hear the voice of spirit? I had a conversation with a soul sister. We were in a Korean bath spa together. We had beautiful philosophical, mystical conversations in the bath spa. And we were talking about death and rebirth because last year we had intense astrological weather. Who remembers the time from May to September? Holy macaroni. What was that? Eclipse sandwich, right? And we were all collectively going through a process of death. And when we go through a process of a trial or a death, that's usually when we don't really hear the guidance. Why? I'll give you a metaphor. Remember yourself in school when you were taking a test? Were you allowed to ask a question from a teacher when you were taking a test? Of course not. So when we go through initiation, death and rebirth, or a test from life, that's when we often don't hear the voice, right? Because you can't like, Divine Mother, I know I'm being given a test, but can you just give me some proof that you exist, that you still love me, that you are not abandoning me, right? We got to pass that alchemy. You got to pass that fire. We got to lean into and just sit with the wave and the cascade of feelings and learning to serve them, learning to serve. Oh, right now I am getting to experience this worry and anxiety and concern about my life, and I am trapped into the movie of my ego, and I trust my capacity to sort through it and to find gold. Because when I move through the alchemy, I receive this beautiful jewel called refinement and wisdom. In order for me to embody these spiritual concepts that I've read in the books and watched in documentaries, I gotta go through the test. I gotta go through the test. And when the fire burns off the lead, what I receive is gold of wisdom. So that's when we don't hear the Divine Mother. The rest of the time, you know, her voice is a sweet, sweet energy of the hummingbird in our heart that says, beloved, you're worthy. You're loved. I am here with you. Your desire is my desire. We have never been separated, right? Or the voice of the universe, you know, whatever language relates for you, use that. Hey, come here, my assistant. Gracie. So shall we go to a code number two? Is this helpful for you? Let me know in the comments. Is this supporting for you while you're writing? I am going to let my assistant out outside. Oh. Do you know who my assistant is? My feline companion, Gracie, and she, our pets are just like us, right? Yeah, she's, let me out in the sun, Mom, right now. So the door is open. Shall we go to the new Earth Confidence number two, which comes to us from a Mayan tradition? Anybody studied Mayan tradition, Mayan lineage that comes to us from Mexico, right? Beautiful wisdom. So all this, all the pathways of deep spiritual lineages come from one place, from the origin of mystery school, the Great Atlantis. So when Atlantis was finishing its cycle and going down, all the initiates of Atlantis spread all over the world, bringing the teachings of wisdom and higher consciousness. That is why all the way across the world, we see very similar structures and megaliths that are very mysterious in nature, pyramids, different pyramids. So the Galactic Maya tradition talks about this beautiful, again, non-dual truth. And whenever I am about to take a big leap of courage, whether it is a, do something that I've never done before, or ask for something that I've never asked before, or go to a place, right? Something really brave that brings up a lot of fear and self-doubt. This new Earth Confidence code number two that I'm about to name is a game changer. And it goes something like this. Looks like the quiet has returned. Look, and it goes like this. All I see are the other versions of me. All I see are the other versions of me. If I am truly living from this devotional non-duality, every human being that I meet on my path is another version of me, another fractal of this huge diamond self. So then, what is there to fear? Fear naturally disappears into the freedom of oneness. And you say, I am simply speaking to another version of me. And then you begin to remember, if that is the nature of reality, there is only one energy scientifically proven, right? Only one nature. Then all you're doing is having a conversation with yourself. All you're doing is inviting another version of yourself to go on a journey with you. You're inviting another version of yourself to share a moment with you. Then all is left is loving kindness. All is left is tenderness. All is left is curiosity. Wow, look at this. Another version of me is living out the dream that I've had. Right? How profound is that code? I remember I was teaching a course and I was introducing something that was scary. And I was about to teach a webinar, public webinar, and I kept shaking, right? I kept, like my body was going through all these shaking moments of just, going into your head. This is how you know you go into your head, you're not connected to your confidence, right? You're here, you're spinning here. And I remember connecting to this code that I'm sharing with you right now. And I said, wow, let me remember the truth of this reality. All I am doing is hosting a webinar for another version of me. That's it. That's what's really happening. That's what's really happening. Then you can lean into the joy of asking for more, of speaking your truth, taking that action, confidence to expand, confidence to let go, because all around you is a hall of mirrors, right? These different fractals of the diamond. Diamond of self, one self. So all you're doing is just the joy of recognizing yourself and the other versions of you. It's really beautiful. The third confidence seed that I'd like to share with you comes to us from Paramahansa Yogananda. He has a tiny little book. He was a very prolific writer. I love talking about Yogananda. He is a great role model for me as a person with divine mission, a divine assignment, who have left his home country, guided by his divine mission, who came to United States with zero money in his pocket, right? In his orange robes, looking very different, sounding very different. And he probably had so many moments of low confidence. And I would not be surprised if he begged Divine Mother to give that mission to somebody else. He was recognized in India. He had a school for the art of living in India. He had a brand in India. He had a name in India. And here his teacher says, "It is time. You are being sent to America to bring the science of yoga in 1920." And his confidence is built one step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. One of my favorite stories is when he takes a boat, right? Before the planes existed, he takes a boat. It's a 1 month journey to go from India to New York or to Boston. And he's there on the boat, and the people noticing, his turban and his long hair and his red, yellow, orange monk robes, and they are fascinated by him. They say, "Who are you and what are you doing?" And they quickly learn he's here to bring the yoga, the science of yoga, to America. And they say, "Would you give us a talk? Would you tell us about spirituality?" And he agrees. And on a point in time, he comes to, kind of like a room on the boat, like a conference room, you would say. And at least 50 people gathered there. And before he went to give a talk, he spent hours scribbling on the notes and preparing and trying to organize his thoughts and just feeling frustrated because nothing was really flowing. So he, at the very end, right before he would speak, he just said, "Spirit, take over. I surrender." And here he is standing in front of these people. And he bowed to speak, and nothing comes out. And imagine what is happening, right? That's his very first opportunity to give a message of yoga in front of these Westerners. And he's standing there. This is the worst nightmare for any public speaker. Including me, right? Nothing comes up. Nothing comes out. What do you do? What do you do? You will never speak again. Oh, he calls for spirit and he says a prayer. "Spirit, speak through me. I surrender. This is the moment." And in 10 minutes, not one, two, three, 10 minutes that could feel like an agony and a huge embarrassment. But he stands there, deeply surrendered in the moment. Deeply trusting the moment, deeply knowing the moment is the only thing we have. And then the current of transmission, and he begins to speak. He begins to channel, we would say, right? He begins to stream consciousness. You can read the story in the autobiography of a yogi. And this is one of my favorite ones because oftentimes, when we look at people who created huge movements, who've made a huge impact, it's very natural, very human-like to assume that they just came out of the womb like that, in that whole complete package. And this is why I love reading biographies. I love learning these stories about what it really took for them. And then Yogananda, I just finished his book, a book about him by Philip Goldberg. I'm reading it. It's on my bookshelf right there. And it's a book about Yogananda, about his life. And when you read that he was growing his organization and his spiritual ministry through some of the toughest times in America, World War II, Great Depression, where, he would experience the peak of interest in his message and in his books, in his articles, in his materials, and then complete drop, barely keeping his organization afloat, not being able to pay people who were supporting, his organization, his school, constantly praying to Divine Mother and Divine Father for support, right? For resources, knowing that, he was facing big economical financial tests. And through each tests, you can read the jewels of his writing, how he would overcome that and find the infinite source of supply that comes from the Great Spirit. I'll close the door. So, Yogananda, in his tiny little book called The Law of Success, highly recommend to for everyone to get it. It's really tiny. And he says, failure is the best time to plant new seeds of success. Failure is the best time to plant new seeds of success. If we really contemplate on this code three, we get to, there's this great opportunity to redefine what we learned failure is. Failure is a stepping stone on the path of discovery, what actually will work for you. And if we are so terrified to fail, we will never try anything new. And this inner child energy that comes out for us and say, you know what? If I see that every failure is a stepping stone on my journey of experimenting with the fabric of my reality, I am learning how do I shape my reality with my thoughts, with my communication, with my action, right? So then the failure becomes my ally. Failure means I'm living a life of daring. And when something doesn't go the way that your mind expected it to go, you have two choices. Sink, oh. This is how ascended man. This was Ascended Master's balloons. Has everybody seen that? These balloons, these balloons that just came out. I still have not figured out when they come out. Like what kind of gesture that I am doing that the balloons come out. Yes, you can see. I call it Ascended Master's balloons, where like Archangel Metatron is over here, and then Saint Germain is over here, and they're like, yeah, let's talk about Yogananda. So, my dear friends, I love conversation about failure because the moment we reprogram what we've learned, failure is. And we begin to open ourselves up to experience of life. Learning, I was just reading Yoga Sutra by Patanjali. I'm utterly into it. It is divine wisdom. And it talk about life is here for experience. Every experience guides us to the ultimate goal, which is liberation. Liberation from what? From the character, from thinking that we are the body, the personal movie, right? Liberation into oneness, liberation to be an instrument, liberation to be the conduit, liberation to realize there is only other versions of ourselves. Liberation to realize that life is here for experience, and every experience leads us to that remembrance. So when we experience what looks like failure, we have two choices. Either go down the drain with the energy of disappointment. Disappointment is a sign that we have expectations. We were not really open to learning. We had specific outcome in mind, right? Then disappointment is very close. But if we say, you know what, I'm going to engage with this project. I'm going to create this for experience, for the joy of experience, for the joy of expression, joy of experimentation. Then whatever the outcome, I feel excited and grateful and connected because I have grown in experience. If I grow in experience, I grow in wisdom. And wisdom is another word for enlightenment. Wisdom is another word for self-realization, right? So Yogananda says, failure is the best time to plant new seeds of success. Failure is the time to go back to your drawing boards or your journals and to say, ooh, let me just become curious. Instead of beating myself down, I'm such a loser, or I can't get it right, or it's never going to happen for me. Somebody goes faster. Somebody's doing it better. It's been done before, right? We go back with this curiosity. Wow, what an interesting experience. I am so curious to see. And then the next level of that, my dear ones, is approaching somebody you trust who can give you an honest feedback, an honest, loving feedback, right? And to say, you know, friend, I respect your perspective. Would you give me a feedback? Or hiring somebody you trust that they give you an hour of their time for this honest feedback. Because oftentimes it's incredibly challenging to see yourself, right? How do you grow in the new expression if you are not aware which aspects of your personality get in the way? That takes a lot more humility, but every time you become more and more receptive to feedback, that's what I'm noticing, I grow in confidence. It's like, wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And the right person will give you a feedback with love that will open you up to growth instead of shrinking you in contraction. Ultimately, my code number 4 for you is life never fails. You are part of life, so you can never fail. Life continues to break new ground. Intelligence of life continues to restructure, reinvent, open up new pathways, and you are a part of this great current of life. So innovation, experimentation, expression. We are here for the joy of that. To me, that's where the confidence comes through. So many people want to be confident, and they're absolutely terrified of that. Because why, beloveds? Because there is a lot of times we mix confidence with arrogance. True New Earth confidence coexist on the same line as humility, right? Confidence and humility together. Because, you know, for you to have that soul confidence that comes from the depths of your soul, you never lose perspective, or you aim to keep perspective that you are the conduit. You're not a director of this movie. You're an instrument. Then everything that will happen can teach you something, including your mistakes. Yesterday, I recorded a 5-minute video for my community, Wisdom Collective, and I had a huge insight and a breakthrough that I was struggling with impatience last few weeks. Not consistently, but just like once in a while, I was like, I wish this thing would go faster, right? Why is it not going faster? What is going on? What else I need to do, right? And I had a breakthrough yesterday that I shared with my community that by focusing my mind on how slow the project was going from my perspective, from the perspective of my ego, not the soul. The soul is timeless. The soul sees everything at once. The ego is like, oh, it's not going fast enough. The mind is so powerful. We literally manifest what we focus on. The mind becomes a projector and it focuses on how slow this thing goes. So by focusing my mind on that, I was making the project to go even slower. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it. And the moment I saw it, I had this huge mental opening, joy back in my heart like a hummingbird. And I saw the whole lesson. It's like, oh, this is why. And the moment I let go of the resistance, let go of the pressure for the project to move further, that it's moving, I begin to appreciate that the project even exists. I begin to appreciate that I even have a project that I'm passionate about, that I love, that I see it's moving, right? The change of attitude. Change of attitude, it was like a king in my field. And I changed it and everything began to flow again. But the reason I'm sharing this is because even that experience was necessary for me to offer you this as a part of the teaching. If I never experienced clogs in my energy, impatience, or resistance, how would I ever be able to transmit of something valuable that all of us can grow? So if you live as a conduit, as an instrument for the Great Spirit, even your mistakes become the part of the expansion. Then from the soul perspective, you can never make a mistake. Everything serves its purpose, right? Everything serves its purpose. And with the more you express, the more we all grow. You're so welcome. All right, divine souls. You see, and this is how you know you integrated the lesson. The laughter is back, the lightness is back, the joy is back. And then you say, oh, yes, I cannot fail. I mean, failure is an illusion of a frightened mind. So these are the confidence codes: confidence to ask, confidence to let go, confidence even to go into death and rebirth. All right, my dear ones, I love the when I think about death and rebirth, I was going through an intense once last year. It looks like every cycle of them becomes more intense, even though you know what's happening. You've been there before. You're like, oh, I know this pathway. I am being sucked into the great void, right? I'm in a contraction, but it's never comfortable, no matter how many times you've been there. To the point that I even wanted to create a course. I was like, I think it's time to create a course called The Art of Death and Rebirth. Would anybody be interested in a course like this? Let me know. It's cooking. And I was thinking about that. I was like, imagine develop the joy. Imagine having soul confidence to go into metaphorical spiritual death without kicking and screaming, realizing this, that whenever we go through a cycle of death, it's a cycle of repatterning of our consciousness. We're being taken to a new octave of reality. So, of course, the old vibration, the old way of being, the old way of receiving, expressing, communicating must disintegrate. And disintegration feels like death to the ego because ego wants to have certainty, predictability, the plan, the outcome, right? The soul is like, I just want to transform. I came here to grow and to transform. Let's do this. The soul is like, let's do another death and rebirth cycle. Your ego's like, oh my God, we just finished one 2 months ago. Soul's like, we're ready to go deeper. Let's do this, right? So this is the journey, darlings. And then imagine if we develop the soul confidence to go into this process, knowing that we're entering each cycle of cleansing and refinement. To me, a metaphorical death is a spiral, right? It's a spiral, and it's a refinement, a simplicity, purification, and the joy of discovering a new octave of being. Yeah, feels good, huh? Feels good. All right, my dear ones, I want to keep this class to an hour. And I wanted to see if you have any questions. I wanted to offer you these codes. So let's kind of summarize. When we lack confidence, we procrastinate, we avoid deep work, we become really busy, or we rescue others instead of stepping up and leading in the new way, right? We avoid opportunities, we avoid moments of destinies. We don't do what we say we're gonna do. That's when we lack the confidence. Now, when we connect to the soul confidence, which is timeless and connected telepathically to the field of oneness and to all the resources that the field of oneness has, then our invitation is to embody this code number one. I am not a doer, I am a conduit. Code number two, all I see is other versions of me. Code number three, failure is the best time to plant new seeds of success. And code number four, life never fails. Duality is the great teacher. Every experience brings wisdom. Magical, right? So, on this note, I wanted to invite you, if you have a question or a comment, please share them. And I am actually not going to make you any invitations. I'm not going to make you any offers on this live stream. This is a simply a contribution class. Take this energy. May it lift up your wings. May you bring your art into the world. And if you'd like to learn about what I do, I have a whole virtual store on my website. And I host many different beautiful things. You will see new classes that I teach. Just cyber stalk me on my social media channels where I am really, really active. Can I repeat four codes? Absolutely, Sandra. Code number one, I am not a doer, right? Code number two, all I see are the other versions of me. Code number three, failure is the best time to plant new seeds of success. Number four, life never fails. Every experience teaches me wisdom. Cyber stalk me. I'm available for cyber stalking, the benevolent one. And I love laughter. I love laughter. To me, humor is so cleansing. Okay, so Nicole, hi Nicole. Nicole is asking, what practices do you recommend for becoming a conduit daily? I love that. I actually have morning practice PDF where I offer five transformative practices that I do every morning. Every morning, I have a meeting with the mother of all life, Divine Mother, and I breathe when I wake up. And I start my morning practice. To me, I started with lighting an incense. First gesture is to honor life, right? To open up communication, light an incense, go into that reverent space of mind. And so that's the way that I start every morning. And then mystical prayer. I talk to the field and I say, oh, thank you. It's a new day. Then journaling, meditation, breath work, but any kind of practice that opens up a bigger perception where you communicate. Absolutely. I record my dreams, Lori. I have a whole dream journal, separate dream journal because I write a lot. I go through five journals a year, but I have a separate dream journal. And the reason why I find it so valuable is because it's fascinating to see your dreams over 6 months. We forget our dreams really fast. You know, you receive your dreams on astral plane, and the more you communicate with your soul, your dream becomes a highway between your higher self and the team of guides and you. So if you write every dream and you watch what you dreamed, what your guides tried to communicate with you 6 months before, you begin to see some themes, right? You really begin to notice, oh my goodness, my subconscious is really crying for a resolution of this, letting go of that. Or there is a desire that I'm not embracing, I'm suppressing, my subconscious communicating to them about this. How to access the inspiration and excitement to channel bigger contributions when you are scared of something like something big like eviction or serious health issues. Yeah, Megan, this is powerful. When you experience extra fire that looks like a pressure of your circumstances, this is very important to connect with your soul. And the way you go from the ego, frightened personality with intense 3D circumstances to limitless, timeless, eternal soul, the pathway is surrender. 2015 was the year where I voiced out, like verbally declared, Spirit, take the wheel of my life. Not do my life for me, but I am really claiming who is in charge. So surrendering the direction of my life to my soul was a very powerful prayer. Like I'll never forget that prayer. Because before that, you know, even though I was on the spiritual path, I was still seeing my ego is in charge, right? Like I am the captain of the movie. And 2015 was really, really powerful of, no, I am ready to listen. I am ready to receive the guidance. And whenever you go through intense 3D circumstances, this is the most powerful way to unlock your magician abilities, right? Your ability to communicate, to take action, and to create. What is manifestation? Manifestation often is taught as something that, you know, we create with our mind. And yes, it is true. Our mind is very powerful. But manifestation is bringing the energy from the invisible and running it through all seven chakras, right? You receive it here in your mind. And you see it clearly, you receive the structure. Then the next thing is to express what you manifest, to communicate, right? To speak, to ask, to have conversations. So if we never even communicate, what are we creating? It doesn't go, it just stays here and just builds as a frustrating pressure, right? And then we'll move here. This is where we tap into devotion to keep the vision, to keep the vibration to this one particular dream. The energy of the heart is a lubricant for every dream that you hold. You lost connection with your heart, forget it. The dream is not going to manifest. But the heart gives you energy to keep showing up for your dream, to keep showing up for your dream. Then we go into this center, the confidence. I trust my capacity. I trust my training. I trust the moment. Then the next center is the desire. I trust where desire to expand, desire to lead, desire to build, desire to give, right? And then last one is the root. I am grounded. I am present, right? If I am not grounded, I'm not present, I cannot manifest anything. So we run the energy of manifestation through all seven portals. And that's how we bring from the invisible to the visible. This could be another course. How are you, my dear ones? You know, and then today I am heading to the, I'm gonna go listen to a beautiful music by a Russian composer, Tchaikovsky. So that's my plan for tonight. So those of you who will watch this as a replay, thank you for the opportunity to be here with you. I hope this class was a reminder for you that your soul can never be overwhelmed by the circumstances. Circumstances are temporary, right? Circumstances are temporary. Whenever you go through a crunch, let's say I call it a 3D crunch, right? Where you feel like, oh my gosh, I am being crunched from every corner. Trust me, the only way I can speak about it is because I lived through it. Otherwise, I would not be able to tell you this, right? To share this with you. When you go through a crunch, chant a mantra. This is temporary. This will pass. Circumstances are temporary. The power of your soul, and ultimately on the level of the soul, you are creating every single part of your script, right? Every single loss, every single challenge, every single tax bill, you're creating all of it to put extra fire under your tail to lead more confidently, to bring some kind of a new fire from your soul. Right? We are masterful creators. Yes, powerful initiation. Yes, Satya, powerful initiation. If we remember, beloveds, when we go through initiation, it's becoming the eye of the storm, remembering that you are the ocean. Yes, you are a turbulent wave, right? Initiation, turbulent wave. If you remember, during initiation, double down on your spiritual practices. Become one with the ocean. Become one with the current. You are so welcome, beloveds. Thank you so much for spending this, for investing your time and your attention. You could be anywhere, including Netflix. The crown is on, but you are here. Thank you for receiving. Thank you for sharing. Please connect with me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook, LinkedIn. And may you continue to uncover new levels of soul confidence to create your dreams and be an instrument of divine grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I will see you soon.